Welcome to the Thule Podcast, where to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, run with the Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and there is way too much merchandise that wants my money right now.
I know. Digimon and non-Digimon stuff's going nuts. In fact, you know what I have in a box somewhere downstairs that I have not unpacked yet?
Is it a giant life-size statue of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out of the sewer?
No, but it's closer to that than you would expect. They made a plushie of the fifth Ninja Turtle, Garfello. which is Garfield in a Ninja Turtle costume so he can try to steal pizza from them.
That's beautiful.
And if you think I'm making that up, search for Garfello.
Oh, I believe you. How big is it?
I don't remember. One second, I'm pulling it up to see how big the plush actually is. It's not super large. It's like 7.5 inches. I just saw they were making it. Because here's the thing. It was like one comic like 20 years ago. And since Paramount owns Ninja Turtles and Garfield now, they decided to start doing merchandise. And it's like, oh, shit, I'm going to get this.
Hell yes.
But it's literally just Garfield wearing an outfit so he can try to steal pizza from the Ninja Turtles.
You think that he'd have better luck trying to steal it directly from the pizza shop?
With the yes, delivery guy. But a pizza delivery guy might have dealt with him before. And since a few people in chat are confused, there are multiple fifth Ninja Turtles. This one is just Garfield pretending to be one so he can steal pizza. How has the past few weeks been treating you, Dev?
That's an answer in and of itself, but also I just got back from a convention, I hung out with my friends for a weekend, and I was a cryptid in the woods.
That's good. With the slight delay, I thought you had been disconnected, so I started looking at the panel.
Oh no, I had a horrible groaning noise, but I guess the cancellation software just blew out my groans of pain and misery.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, and then, since we have the last 2 weeks, there's a lot to go over. So first up, Liberator. So 17 Part 2 is sort of just like a full battle half of last time, but also I always like a bad guy going, I must seem crazy to you. Especially how Unchained has been laughing like a maniac for a while.
Unchained has been kind of unchained.
And I can also appreciate the very, very dad joke scripting of Magnetic Dramon and Close doing the battle. And then Close goes, magnetic forces bond us together. And it's like, bad Close. Bad. Don't do that. My main thoughts for this chapter is, one, Unchained feels like she almost comes to a realization of something and then loses it. And did the art seem worse in this chapter?
It seemed very jagged. I just kind of assumed that was on purpose.
Expression still seemed good, but for the actual quality of the art seemed down. I still think the current issue with Liberator is this. I can never tell if we have another year or two left or if it's going to be done in a month.
Yeah, I feel like they just want to leave their options open either way.
Because here's the thing. The instant they launch Eliason, they could just jump to doing something with that. And then we get battle coverage against Abatomon. I like that they do these. Mine is putting them together. I don't read them because it's just very detailed going over what happened in the comic.
Yeah, I kind of perused it a little bit.
My favorite part is when they put in the comic stuff for emphasis.
It's like, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
It's here.
And then beat break news. So I like how they're like, oh, it's a brand new key art of them as a group. It's like, it is key art. I have some slight issue with brand new because this is just the art we have of them all and then slamming them into a picture.
Yes, it's.
In fact, they all still have their tone dying also. I mean, here's the thing. I like the image, so it's fine. But, like, it's not really new. Especially in the case of Tomorrow and Geckomon.
Now, that's the oldest art we have of them.
And then they announce the opening and ending. So the opening is Mad Pulse by Mad Kid. That is a much... That's not a great group name, but it's better than their previous name, because I was looking them up. Their name was previously J-Boys 5.
Wow.
So comments from
it
all of them.
Sounds like a screen name from the early 2000s.
Yeah. That screams like parody boy band name. Like, what was that group that the comedy show on MTV?
Oh,
I forget, but yeah.
Lonely Island?
No. I mean, like, MTV actually had, like, a fake boy band that they would have sing, and then they also had a TV show. I don't remember what the name is, though.
Okay, I never saw that one, then.
Okay, so the group, a number of them commented, and many of them clearly watched Digimon as kids. The ED is called Beat Up by I. Tomiaka. So the interesting thing is whenever we get something like this, I look up the group so I can write extra about them. So, like, Mad Kid is where I find the J-Boys 5 themes. Like, it's a group consisting of 3 vocal singers and 2 rappers. They've sung anime themes for Rising of the Shield Hero, Jito Ito Maniac, blah, blah, blah. So I look her up, and you know what? Do you want me to read, like, the actual profile stuff I could grab of her?
Heck yes.
Okay. Ai Tomiaki is a singer-songwriter who moved to and lived in Australia for much of her youth before moving back to Japan as a teen. She was inspired to sing after seeing a video of Taylor Swift. Like, even reading that, my brain went, wait, is this right?
Really?
Then, so, those opening and ending for the anime. What I like, though, so we won't have the problem we had before, back in the 2020 days. The digital release of the full songs will be October 1st, a few days before the show's out. We won't have, like...
Okay, so,
sorry, go ahead.
Full size?
Yeah, full size.
Fuck yeah.
So we're not going to have the problem that we had, like, with Q. You remember that song, right? That's the one where me, and AR all heard the TV size one, but, oh, the full size one's going to be some wild, crazy song, and they've clearly edited it into something more coherently TV. Like, it seemed like it was going to be something wild and interesting. And we all heard the first song. We go, oh, that's just the song, and it's an extra minute or two longer.
Yeah. It's like, okay, they just extended it.
Yeah. So we'll see what pops up here. I think in retrospect, I'm hoping we get something. I feel like Ghost Game got the tone right for most of them, even if the songs maybe did not stick with you as much. Like, for Ghost Game, I think the one that I remember the most is, which was the one with the, like, the monster dance one?
Action?
No, that was the opening. I'm talking about the one where it's like, where they're singing about monsters dancing for one of the EDs, May ED 2 or 3.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember some of the visuals, but the song...
Yeah, someone in chat's like, it was Hayadine who did that one. Monster Disco, so Jordan pointed out in chat. So yeah, Monster Disco. That's the one where, like, when I hear it, I think, oh yeah, this is Ghost Game, when it's, like, in a playlist. So I would like something that feels like it fits the tone of whatever Beat Break is.
Like, it matches the vibes.
Yeah. Moving on from Beat Break... We have Digimon Expo updates. So first up, the Digimon Story Time Stranger stage event. They announced some basic details of basically showing off the game, the characters, maybe some new info. That will be day one of Time Stranger. They also opened up general ticketing, which I think is still open for anyone who's going to be there and wants to try to rush. They announced some of the products. Before products for sale, they announced... like visitor gifts. So you get a bag, you will have a Digimon booklet, a Beat Break sticker with the group key art, a sticker of that new Digimon logo we were slagging off. Was it last time or the time before?
I think it was the time before.
And the more we talked about, the more you and chat were becoming disturbed as I was pointing out weird things about it. A lanyard, which for some reason people keep messaging me about this going, are you sure it's a lanyard and not a switchblade? And then a welcome tamers pack for the Digimon card game. They also announced a stage presentation for the card game, which will be Chiba, Meguro, and Hideyoshi. Just introducing card stuff plus some new stuff for the card game. They announced Beat Break acrylic keychains for October that will be in Gashapon machines. They will have some limited stock at Digimon Expo in September.
I mean, it's just... super basic.
It is, but since it's like the first stuff we're getting for it, it's exciting. Especially since you look at it and you go, are we really getting like 3 really, really fucking short Digimon this time? Like, do you think these are to scale?
You know what? I feel like, yeah.
And if so, do you think there's enough space that all 3 can sit on his shoulders and head.
Yes.
So I hope we get to see that. Then also for Digimon Expo, they announced some merchandise, t-shirt. Am I wrong, or does the art look really good on the can badges?
It does.
Like, it weirdly looks...
It's very nice and centered. It has some good color background. There's a...
They did their best. They did their to fit Gemmon there. acrylic stand. Right. Acrylic. See, here's the thing. They only show a preview of the Agumon acrylic stand. It feels like we're getting 5 of these, though.
Fucking better.
And an acrylic stand of the key art image. Merchandise sales will be... I like that they're doing this. It is not inside the venue. It is a separate entrance, and you have to tell them what time you want to show up to buy merchandise so they can let people in and not have it be mobbed. Like, it's free entry, and you don't even need a ticket to Expo, but you have to sign up through line to let them know when you want, and then they will give you a ticket for it.
And that is a very good idea.
And the first 2 hours each day are reserved to people going to Digimon Expo so they can get their stuff and just go in. So yeah, that's a good idea. And then, so time strange stuff. So first up, story trailer.
That was very nice.
And here's more story than I think we've gotten since they announced the game. They gave us another clean look at, I call it the fancy key art. That's where it looks like the image of, I always forget the name of it.
Creation of Adam or yes. Something like that?
Yeah. I find there's something very weird about not focusing on the lead characters. I don't dislike it. I'm just pointing it out. Also, does Bacchusmon, in this image, Bacchusmon feels that he's at his most could be mistaken for Majin Buu. Like, when you look at him at the top, and it looks like he... you know what it looks like? I know you're not a big player, but you've played Street Fighter 2, right?
No, I've watched some friends play it many, many moons ago.
Okay, anyone who looks at this image and sees Bacchusmon, it looks like E. Honda when you do his jump crush attack, where he jumps up and then he, like, puts his arms out and you try to crush him with him.
That's funny.
Then we also get... key art for Gear Forest, previews of Locomon, previews of Agiochumon, Mirai, they've already showed. This is interesting because this does not actually line up with what we know of her from prior games, so there's some trickery afoot, and we'll see what it is. Deltamon. And then today, extended previews from various places. GamerSky in Japan did an interview with producer Hara where we get a few details. He was asked about a Switch 2 version. He gives kind of like a different answer of right now they're focusing on the 3 announced platforms, which are, you know, first step for the game coming out. It is basically we're not answering, but we know you want it. We'll talk about it some other time.
Makes sense.
He also mentions a trial version of the game is planned. Based on the timing to release, I'm hoping that what it is, and if you don't play, anyone who doesn't play a lot of JRPGs may not be familiar with this because it's been not necessarily standard over the last 10-ish years, but pretty normal, where the demo is just the beginning of the game, and then at some point it's like, save now, and it will export your save for the full game, and you'll start off the full game from right here.
Oh, yeah, I've done that a couple times with various other games.
Yeah, my understanding...
It's very nice
to
get a taste for it, but also you don't have to replay an annoying tutorial section.
Yes, so I'm hopeful what they do is that and not just a tour demo. They have not clarified what it means, but that's my hope. People played enough that if you want, you can dig in and find out about the various evolution systems. I didn't detail a lot of this stuff because... at some point, it feels like spoiling too much of the game, and if people want it, there's plenty of videos and articles they can find. We also get our first look at the settings menu for graphics for the PC version. And Digimon has never gotten settings like this for PC. And a number of people point out they had high frame rate options also. So, very good. Various types of anti-aliasing, lots of game settings. I think this will scale up and down very good. So we will see when people get it. The most confusing part is people now seem very confused from playing it what the frame rate of the console version is. various people were under the impression they're playing the PlayStation 5 version. Some of them are saying the game is definitely 30. Some are saying the game is definitely 60. Some were saying the game appeared to try to be 60 and then would drop to 30 or 40. So I guess the question is I don't know if the people playing can recognize frame rates and drops. If it's dropping, then they should just lock it lower. But yeah. And then at least one article talked about how great the HDR in the game was, which is odd because they've specifically mentioned in multiple places it has no HDR. So it's possible they decide to add it late, but we will see. I would like it to have HDR. Well, I'm wondering if the PlayStation 5 is just that specific PlayStation 5 people are testing on is just set to always output in HDR, and it's just displaying it that way rather than actual proper HDR. But yeah, it looks like the PC version. There's some stuff with the PC version that's very exciting if you want to play on PC. Like the button config for controls lets you customize controls like you would expect. The interesting thing, though, is if you play with keyboard and mouse, you can actually program it on a per-function button. So that's interesting. Like, you know, a button that will just take you to items or to setup rather than having to go through a menu. So that's interesting to me, at least. And we're under a month to go. We'll see if anything pops up in the month or so we have left. Terrorimon Assistant is celebrating year one of doing YouTube episodes. During this, he was given his favorite activity. He was given a quiz, but this time it was them playing quotes of his and asking him what he was talking about.
Adorable.
And then they also took a look at the Kaiser Greymon Amplified Model Kit. And then staff showed him pictures of their model kits that they took, and he had to judge them, which was funny. Digimon had to
display a model kit. I just don't care about that character.
I like the look of it. I think a lot of the Frontier stuff works well with the Amplified style. Although I also feel like it isn't going as far as, say, War Greymon Amplified, at least in my opinion. At Tokyo Toy Show, there was a display for Digimon at the Bandai booth. Very nice display, I have to say.
It looks very cool.
That half the stuff here is not for sale anymore is a little funny, though. Then, if you want to try Digimon Super Rumble, there's English option in the game now. If you do, let us know, because I can guarantee neither me or Dev are going to play Gacha Gacha Gacha.
Yeah, I don't have time for that shit, and also Silk Song has consumed me entirely.
To be fair, we both saw that coming, at least, Dev.
Like, I saw that coming since it was announced.
I'm pretty sure I vaguely recall giving you like a coupon for something Hollow Knight like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yes.
I think it was for merchandise or something.
Yes, it was off of Hollow Knight merchandise specifically, and I'm actually looking at the hoodie that I got with it right now. It's just kind of tossed onto my dresser. Yeah.
There are so many games coming. Like, I'm excited for stupid stuff that's coming out. Like, tomorrow is the Bubsy collection. And the funny part is if you look in our Discord, Dev, anytime that has come up, how excited are people for Bubsy?
Paying attention, because I've been playing Silk Song.
That's true. And then let's take a sip of water as we go on to cards, Dev.
They're so good.
Okay, so first up, Deucemon. So this is a parallel one. I like it. It's a nice big villain one. I don't have much to say about it, though. Mugendramon. Mugendramon continues the anime art with the background based on the original card game.
Which I fucking love. This is so much better than when they just copy-pasted the background for... Oh, that still pisses me off.
Then Dark Knightmon parallel art.
Utterly badass. He's posing like a JoJo character.
To be fair, that's an old mech pose long before it was a JoJo thing. Paimon with the anime art. This one's so fucking good.
I absolutely fucking need this. If I don't happen to just pull this card, I am going to have to buy a symbol of it. Hopefully it's bad in the actual game, so it's not going to be insanely expensive.
Then we get Goromon / Tumblemon. I love that they did like a really nice sunset with Sunamon. And then Magnetramon's happy to get he gets a preview. For this really feels like a mecha launching image, like where you'd see like a Gundam right before it shoots off on the catapult.
What first came to mind, even though it's the wrong shape for it, the plane in G-Force when it goes Phoenix mode.
I think I can see that. Then parallel art from Magnetramon. So this is cool art, but I don't feel like it's as good as the standard art. It's too busy for me.
I feel like there's like a little more contrast. It would be easier to make out the
possibly. And then, hey, it's the official. This is going to be the most expensive card in the set. The Beelzebubmon Ace parallel card by Kenji Watanabe doing the Akira poster art.
Yep.
And here's how you know he's good. He's clearly framed the art so that when they, no matter how much card text they put, it would not cover the art.
Also, if anyone happens to be going to Legend Expo and has this card, there's plenty of room for him to sign it.
That's true also. I think that's before the sets. When's September 19th? When's Legend Expo? So
27th and 28th.
Oh, so just enough time if you can find it. Yeah, this sign. Look. If you want to be an asshole and get something to sell, you probably can't beat this card signed by him. I would get it signed by him, and then I'd frame and put it on a wall. Honestly,
absolutely.
Yeah, and then
next to one of the perfect gem figure.
Yeah, and then the Black War Greymon Ace Pellart. This is so good. I love the dark energy just bleeding off him. Okay, so the Digimon Kaiser / Emperor parallel card. The Emperor looks great. Ken looks fucking weird on this.
Yeah, it looks a little lopsided, kind of, but
it's like they put all the effort in the Emperor, and they're like, we only have 30 seconds to draw Ken. That's good enough.
Like, you're here for, like, the drama anyway.
I will say, this is one of the rare times when I see an image of Ken, and I know people are going to respond with the nice friends you got there, Davis. And it's hard to argue because it looks about right. I believe at least one response I got was, nice card you got there, Davis.
That's beautiful.
Then you and Nene. I love the split and including Dark Nightmon.
Yes.
Apocalypsemon gets the anime style with the classic background redrawn also. Dude, do you know how fucking hard it is to not make a fucking pizza joke when I see art like this?
It's already been playing in my head, even just seeing the text.
I know, but still, it's hard to not want to do it. Lucemon Saint Mode parallel art. This was really good.
I really love the angle and seeing all of the crests just kind of like in the background.
The metallic sheen's great also.
It's going to be so fucking expensive.
And then another VIP card, the Darkness Bagramon parallel art. That's so good. You know what one of my favorite parts of this one is if you look at the eyes on the chest skull, doesn't it look like it's staring at you?
Absolutely.
Quartzmon Ace. I like the solid wide shot. It's not very exciting, though, just because it's like a wide shot of a globe and there's a dude on it.
A lot of the card art is from, like, below, so it's kind of like the opposite.
Yeah. Apocalypsemon special parallel card. This is so good. And this is a reference to the intro of Digital Card Arena, which came out in the U.S. as Digital Card Battle. Yeah.
I remember.
But yeah, great art there. Lucemon Saint Mode also has great art. This feels kind of like a reference to his profile art.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same pose. I like the metallic sheen on it.
Darkness Bagramon, I think this has some of the best metallic sheen of any of these. Like, when you see the photo previews, and it's just like the colors just like exploding. I just really like that. Quartzmon, I like it. To me, it just screams Disco Ball. Because you got the color around him, it's shooting the light. It's just like, it's just Disco Ball. Preview of the Legend Pack box topper. I think we had the English cards last time.
Yeah.
Now I have the Japanese cards. Same cards, still good art. More booster set 23. Gatsuman and Goemon. These are nice. I don't have much to say about them that we didn't say about the other two sets last time.
Yep. Pretty background.
Dokomon and Dosukomon. Really great manga-esque artwork.
They look cool.
I just like it. Musselmon and Peroremon. So Musselmon looks to be a reference to his profile art, and people really like the cartoony style. Peroremon, they're drawing him with a different shape, and I think he's supposed to be like Mayor McCheese. Like, his head is normally... His head is not normally, like, burger-shaped, is it?
Or at least, I just remember it vaguely spherical.
Yeah. Then the Flick,
you are what you eat.
Then the game version of Flickmon.
It's fucking cute.
It is, but I also like people like, wow, I never expected for Flickmon to get a card, and I had to stop myself from going, you realize they basically have no choice but to give every Atmon a card because there's so few of them. That's why, like, every set, we get X number of Atmon, and then they just stop, because they can't do more than a few at a time, or else it'd be all of them. Belphamon X.
You know what? Until I saw this, I completely forgot that Belphamon X even existed.
I remembered he existed, but I did not remember that he had the jaw thing. And I especially did not remember that he has a normal mouth under the jaw. Once I zoomed in and looked at it, I'm like, wait, he has a normal mouth there. The jaw thing's on top of it. And then, God bless him, when I saw this one, I'm like, oh, good, I can tell the responses for 7th penetrate / penetration. Like, I can already tell where that one's going to be going.
Yeah.
Then Belphamon X. This is really good art, and I know we say it too often, it looks like a toy box.
It does. The thing is, they just keep drawing it like that.
And it's good. Like, it's one thing if we saw it and it was bad, but it's good. Werguruman Black. This is like a battle scene from the game. I feel like I've seen him do this pose before.
Really?
But I don't remember where.
Was it on top of the train in Frontier?
Probably. That's where I think it's from. I did not have the time to look, though, because I've been busy. And then a bit before the show, they put up Bancho Leomon doing his final, his flash Bancho punch. I love the art style on this, where it's kind of like saturated, cel-shaded almost.
It's really fucking cool.
Yeah, then we get cards from the Time Stranger promo pack. We get Gomamon, Patamon, and Pico / Demi Devimon with their game art.
They're there.
We also get Dan and Kanon with their game art. I think these look better because they have the moon background.
Yeah, if it wasn't there, yeah, it would just look kind of empty.
Ageomon and Inori, also with the moon background. I feel like because I'd already seen the moon background, this one's not as exciting as the other. Also, I keep forgetting she has that giant fucking bag with art supplies and stuff.
You know what? They're actually underselling the size of art bags.
True. Then new regulation battle in Japanese and English regions in October, November. The prize cards are Gurimon and Skull Knightmon. I like both of them. Although I feel like the participation prize of Gurimon looks better this time.
It's making me hungry.
And the rules for this one are less exciting than some recent ones. It's the cards have to have block icon 4 or 5 to be used. So basically, they have to be from within the last year and a half. Card Battle 230 featured a Royal Knights versus Ho-Oh-Mon match. Card Battle 231 had a Lusamon versus Bagramon match, which was Frontier Cross War villain theme. And then 232 had a surprise. It's fully subtitled.
Oh.
So they go back to Digimon Card Room with just Meguro and Chiba. It's fully subtitled, but are you ready for the twist? The Japanese version has the news segment with Yuki. The English version does not have the news segment at all. So
you know what? I wonder if they've been listening to the podcast and hearing us just completely disparage.
Well, here's the thing. Ignoring that I don't think the model looks good, and I've seen very few people who disagree with that. The issue is if you watch the Japanese version of Yuki, the VTuber actress has a lot of personality. When they have her doing it in English, she can speak English enough to do it, but she's clearly reading off like a script of what she said in the Japanese. So there's no personality, and it just doesn't quite work.
Like you're doing an assignment in class.
Yeah. But yeah, like even the cover images for both the Japanese and English ones are the same image. They just translated the text. So it's very weird. Like out of nowhere, Chiba and Meguro are just on the cover of it.
I might have to take a look at that one.
Yeah. Then they announced costume pajamas and costume hats for Digimon Adventure.
Please let these be easily available to English.
I believe that you'd have to use an intermediary. And last I looked, Gabumon was cycling in and out of stock. Patamon was in stock. And I think Agumon was sold out last I looked for the costumes.
So cute. I want it.
The costume or the hat?
The costume. The
Yeah.
The hat's okay.
Yeah. So these are the type of thing, if you want them, import them. They honestly, they look nice. I feel like the worst one is probably the Agumon hat.
Yeah.
And here's why.
The red lining.
Yeah. Well, not quite. So here's why. So if you look at the Patamon one, it has like the mouth at the top. And if you look at the Gabumon one, it has the mouth at the top. If you look at the Agumon one, the Agumon only has the top half of the mouth. It's like designed so like you'd expect the other half of the mouth to be where the chin part is.
They knocked out his bottom teeth.
Exactly.
So awkward.
I think
not as awkward as the Goomba Agumon keychain.
No, absolutely not. Although to be fair, I think we're both happy anytime we see them bring that back and we just go Goomba for a while.
At the convention, there was a Mario and Luigi dressed up as that version. It was amazing.
So the same company actually does make Mario and Luigi costumes. And then we finally have the full product lineup for Clash of Light and Darkness Ichiban Kuji. So we knew all the figures. The D prize is clear posters of the of movies for Adventure, O2, and Tamers. Plus posters featuring new art. E prize is character cards. F prize is acrylic charms. I like how it's like, here are Digivices, here are crests, and here's Terrymon assistant. The G prize is rubber stands featuring the leads from Adventure 02 and Tamers. These actually look really nice.
Honestly, I kind of want all of it.
Then the double chance is indeed the Omegamon figure. And then the Ichiban Show, which is the U.S. version of this, which is just buying the figures, is up at stores for Omnimon, Imperial Digimon Pilot Mode, the Agumon Gabumon Duo, and Diaboromon. If you could only get one of these figures, which would it be, Dev?
Diablomon.
I'm trying to decide.
The Agumon and Gabumon are really basic. I already have badass-looking Omegamon figure and I already have a really good figure
Here's the thing. My issue is I think the worst one is Paladin Mode in retrospect, and here's why. It looks like a normal Imperial Digimon Paladin Mode, and they've just textured it. Like, Agumon and Gabumon are anime designs because they already did that stylized design of them in the past. Diaboromon and Omnimon both have new designs to match that style. Imperial Digimon Paladin Mode looks like they just took Imperial Digimon Paladin Mode, gave it a bit of texture, and went, that's it.
Yeah, I would definitely get the Diablomon. It looks absolutely fucking weird.
Makes sense. And then, talk about returning again, Digicole Mix.
Huh.
So, these will be out for February 2026. Digicole Mix came out when Digimon 2020 was a few months into it. And what they did was they took the Adventure figures from waves 1 and 2 of Digicole and combined them into a main character only thing. So these figures have been in circulation to some degree or another for, actually I think the newest of these first came out in September 2015. So these figures have been getting re-releases for 10 years.
Yeah.
And do you want to know the most terrifying thing, Dev? The first time Mix came out was 2020. That's where they did them as an adventure batch. It was 880 yen at the time. The price is almost double. And since in chat, Stark comes in on the Paladin Mode. It's not that I dislike the Paladin Mode figure. It's a good figure of Paladin Mode. My issue is it's styled with the branding of whatever that art style is they use for some of the figures. And I feel like it does not have the redesign that that style normally gets. It's just
they could have gone for it.
Yeah, my issue is like if you look at Diaboromon, you can see how they redesigned him for the style. Paladin Mode is a nice Paladin Mode figure, and they went, it has to fit the style, we'll just add some texture. They just spray him with the popcorn sealing stuff, is my issue with him. It's a good Paladin Mode figure. I just have an issue that it does not fit the style. And then, I know a number of people have been collecting the Pop Mart Fridge Magnet Blind Box figures. In fact, I think you've been collecting them, haven't you, Dev?
Yes. A little gacha arcade just opened up at the mall near me, yeah. So...
Pop Mart's online store has them, and literally... It shows you a package of like 8 or 9 of them, and you click a button to move around and decide which one you want to get, and it tells you which one you'll be getting.
So you can spend more and more money if you don't get what you want the first time.
This virtual gacha. I will say I like the lineup, where you get the eight adult slash champions, Wargreymon and Metalgreymon, and the chase are gold Wargreymon and a metallic blue Metalgreymon. I like it.
They are very cute. I actually managed to pull an Ikakumon and a Gurumon.
Okay,
so
what is the price where you got them from? Because I saw what the online price was, and I was taken aback, to be honest.
Okay, they're like $23.
Okay, I think at the online store, at Pop Mart store, I think they're 20 each.
Yeah, so I figured like that, and
I was
taking shipping.
I was taken a bit aback by that price, to be honest.
It is kind of high. But also, it's like a pretty good chunky figure.
Yeah, I've heard multiple people say the actual quality of them is very good. But it still feels
they're
weirdly
heavy.
High. And then, Godzilla vs. Digimon shirts, the Mugendramon and Skullgreymon ones.
They look absolutely badass.
I like the Mugendramon logo. The Skullgreymon logo feels a bit too basic. Like, Mugendramon, we get like a nice drawn out logo. And Skullgreymon is, let's write Skullgreymon with bones. and then pre-orders for the Mugendramon figure are up. This is the last one. This one's actually different from the prototype. The prototype had that squared off thin jaw. This one they've made it bigger and rounder, which I think matches the art more.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they rounded off. I will say it's much easier to see like the weird eye thing on the figure than the art.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it's still there anymore, but just in case, for anyone in Japan, if you find a Bandai Namco Cross store and look for P-Garage in it, P-Garage is the official Plex store that they have at Bandai places. Some of them are stocking the Metalgreymon figure if there's stock left over. And then we have
not going to be able to get a hold of that.
And then at Annabirth, Digimon Adventure Halloween products, which are in stores now.
I fucking want all of these.
I know, they're all so nice this time.
Like, good artwork, good poses, good actual, like, fun merchandise, like the patches.
I still need to find that fucking mug and take a photo. Because they're doing the color-changing mug again. And I've talked about that so much, but I don't remember where it is. And then we got various teasers for a collaboration with a spa/onsen. And then they gave us all the details. So, Dev, ready to go over what includes food and drink?
Or no.
Okay, so first up, admission fee for the baths plus an extra, basically, 1,100 yen gets you a collaboration muffler towel. This is at 11 Raku Spa locations, by the way, one of which is not a spa, but just a cafe. So if you really don't want to do the spa, there's a cafe-only one. Products include acrylic stands, mini stands, various can badges, locker-style keychains, a card collection that looks like the ideas. They look like Polaroids. Purchasable bath powder, orange scent. A spa bag. A few items will be online to exclusive sales. A metal plate of the key art and big acrylic stands. You get random washi stickers for buying stuff. And then, Dev, ready for food and drink?
Yes.
We don't have the item list, so this is one where we only can describe the item. So, Agumon's bone-in chicken full stomach curry plate.
It's just a piece of chicken next to some rice with a little...
Yeah. Tai Chi and Agumon's passion orange drink. Now, from the photo, if you just told me this was orange juice, I could not argue with you.
I assumed it was orange or mango, just from the photo.
Gabumon's cheeseburger I want to bite into. Yamato and Gabumon's blue squash drink.
Drinking that one.
Piyomon's strawberry magical parfait.
Okay, that looks absolutely fucking delicious.
So I have no issue with it. I'm just more of a chocolate person. I have no issue with it, though. Sora and Piyomon's strawberry squash drink.
It's fine.
Tentomon's chunky meatball pasta. Those are very pasty meatballs.
Yeah, it's like, are they chicken meatballs or something?
Maybe. They're very pasty. I'm not saying they're bad, they're just pasty. Koshiro and Tentomon's almond white water drink.
Ew.
See, here's the thing. Neither almond nor white water is purple, so what is making it purple is the thing. Like, I assume this is like almond milk mixed with white water, mixed with something that makes it purple. And, Lost is confused in the head. Squash does not mean squash in the sense of the vegetable or the tuber. Squash is like a soda there. It's like a Sprite type drink,
I believe. Sparkling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sparkling kind of.
It's like a fruit flavored Sprite. Palmon's blooming Genovese pasta. See, I don't like this one for a key reason. I just don't like zucchini. And I don't like things that have touched zucchini. Because it ends up tasting...
Okay, we're the opposite. I love the taste of zucchini.
Mimi and Palmon's floral melon soda drink. I don't know what makes this floral. It looks like green, and I see a slice of citrus, and that's it.
Maybe it's like one of those like hibiscus teas or whatever, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, so now this time, Joe and Goemon get the most interesting thing, and the only one that I think I have to explain. Goemon's grilled fish and ochazuke set. So ochazuke is they give you a dish of like rice, fish, and toppings, and then they will give you, it's like tea or sometimes broth that you pour over it. Because the idea is it would be like a, you know, extra rice and fish, and you'd reheat it with the tea and add toppings from the side. And then Joe and Gomamon's banana milk drink. Now, I have to note, this says banana milk. Does it look gray to you, Dev?
Yes. It looks like chalk.
You can tell they put the sesame paste in here.
It's always the fucking sesame paste with Joe.
Now, the interesting thing, someone wondered if they picked banana, because if you look at a banana, it does like the seal bending thing.
Oh, yeah.
Patamon's bisque omelet rice. I don't like the look of this.
No, but...
It's like the omelet over like a tomato bisque, and it just has an odd look to me. Takaru and Patamon's passion squash drink.
I mean, at least it's the...
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it, because it doesn't... The tone of yellow does not seem appetizing to me. Tailmon's Nico Punch Pudding Parfait. So, not for me, but I love the cat paw design.
Absolutely, I would fucking eat the shit out of that.
Hikari and Tailmon's Lactic Acid Bacteria and Mixed Juice Drink. So, Lactic Acid Bacteria is the non-branded name for stuff like Yakult and Kalpis.
It's yogurty.
Yeah, so it's like yogurt mixed with a fruit drink. They also have a strawberry tea that comes with a comes in a tumbler, and you get to choose which tumbler design you get to keep.
Neat.
Then at the cafe, they will have exclusive food item for takeout only, which is 2 pieces of onsen manju for about $6, served in themed wrapping paper. You get coasters. They show off at the various locations when they will have custom spa rooms themed after the characters, and those will cycle through the promotion. They show some of the decorations they will have. They're giving away postcards to if you go to one of them. And it's neat, yeah. So that will run for September 11th through October 12th. So that starts soon if you're going to be in Japan. And I think this is the first hot spring spa one we've had since... Is it since part 2 of Try? I don't think there's been a spa one since... There's been a lot of karaoke and restaurants.
Yeah, those are like the easy ones.
Yeah, this, it's hard to... I think this is the first one in a while, though. And then poll results. So, Digimental Digi-Egg of Hope, the winner is Pegasmon, to no surprise. What? Now, there was clearly an attempt to brigade Sagittarimon, and he still didn't do it. And frankly, Sagittarimon is not that popular. Although I think we both called that he would be in second.
Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah.
Veemon. Themed. I'm sad Goatmon had such a poor showing.
Disappointed. I feel like everyone had good showing except Bulmon.
Bulmon is just there. It's not as glorious as Goatmon.
Yeah. And then the new poll is for the Digimentos SDG Egg of Light. I mean, Nefertimon's top choice, who the second place one, I feel like it will be Gargomon.
My personal favorite is also Gargomon, but I feel like Harpymon is going to be really high Harpymon up there too. Just because I do.
Last place, how you doing, Monbomon? Monbomon's yeah. Last place. We'll see.
Diomon's is going to be down there too.
And then we have
Koromon's probably in the middle. I feel like because cool design maybe. Is also showing up.
And then we have the potpourri batch. So first up, reference book for Magnetramon. I like the art.
It is utterly badass.
We got some previews of some of the Anna Birth Halloween stuff, especially around the pouch.
Wanted so badly.
Ayumi Miyazaki put up a bit of art that he posted. It was right after his birthday. He said he'll continue. You know, the normal message, another year, another song type thing.
Yeah.
They put up some pre-existing art of Terrymon Assistant and Agumon Hakase, basically reminding people there's a calendar section on Digimon Web. It's not as nice as that calendar they did a while ago that we used to post about every month.
Yeah.
This is more just a generic calendar. Some more photos from Tokyo Toy Show of the display. Just going through a couple of those. Very nice images. And the balloon giveaway.
I got distracted looking at the Agumon suit.
That happens to all of us. I don't like the Gekkomon one as much. It just does not... I think we talked about this already. Then they started doing Q&A with Beatbreak Cast. Nothing super wild, but just was worth translating. We're not going to go over them all in detail because there's a decent amount. Although I like Christymon, what is the charm of the character you play? She's cute!
Yep, it's a red panda.
Then the card game, we get social art, basically a joke of Altea doing a cell phone joke with Betsumon. And Betsumon clearly is not happy with that joke. Liberator, we get art of Usagi Bochi draws Magnetramon, which very nice close-up headshot. And Tomo draws close. That's a good...
already talked about that artwork.
Yeah, good image of close. I made a joke to Dev, and Dev has been amused by it for like a week. Then, from week two, Annabirth announced that while they have the stuff in shop, the online store for the Halloween stuff was delayed till September 16th due to stocking issues.
Oh!
We got a promo commercial for Booster Set EX10. Very nice promo. Maguro posted a photo of him and Chiba from that event a week or two ago, mentioning that he found out there was an English subtitled version of the most recent card battle, and he apologized to whoever had to translate the English subtitles regarding his and Chiba's silly conversation. He thanks them very much, saying it must have been difficult. And he ends with, anyways, please watch the new card battle.
And, we'll go and do that.
And it feels like everyone has been amused by Maguro in the photo, where he looks very tired. And in fact, if you look at Chiba, does it look like he's falling asleep?
Yes.
Like, I believe this was after, like, a 12-hour event they were emceeing.
Let him take a fucking nap.
Then it was announced that TV Guide Voice Stars, Volume 35, came out September 16th, have an interview with Mio Arena, who's tomorrow in Digimon Beat Break. There's no mention of Digimon Beat Break in the issue, but since the Digimon Beat Break account retweeted it and mentioned there was an interview with him, it feels like Beat Break will at least be mentioned. More of the Beat Break Q&A stuff. They also added a second question to this one. We got Time Stranger art from Karika Hajime. He did both Seekers Comics and Digimon Comic, which I think generically was probably the one that was the most balanced week to week.
This is so fucking cute.
Yeah. Everyone seems enthralled.
Also, like, little duck lips on Gabumon.
Yeah, everyone's enthralled with the Gomamon on here. And he drew it to celebrate 1 month until Time Stranger's up. Card game art. We get... Close giving a lecture to Unchained.
Sorry, bro.
Then we got art of Tenya Yabuno drew Tai Chi and Zeramaru, and Hiroshi Izawa was holding it. They went out to celebrate the release of Digimon V-Tamer in Spain, which just came out there. It hit number one on the Amazon manga charts.
I wonder what its competition was.
Don't know. But one of them noted, oh, it hit number one. I guess we have to go out again.
Any excuse to go out.
And then September key art of the angels dressed up to go out in September, as it's still a bit hot. And you can always tell when people aren't aware that Ofanimon has taken off her helmet a number of times in artwork.
Yeah, it's in some of like the older card game stuff. Yes.
And also the social art from a few years ago where her and Lilithmon are trying on sunglasses. Because they gave Ofanimon had it was like pink sunglasses with hearts, I believe. I think the winner on this one is Cherubimon, though. With like the Hawaiian butterfly shirt and the fan.
Yeah, it's having such a good time.
And then time in chat to throw in your questions while we look at the ones that were sent in ahead of time. First question was, does it feel... Sorry, go ahead.
I was like, wait, I just realized Serafimon has like a drink in his hand.
Oh yeah,
how
it's
the
Ramune.
Fuck is he going to still on?
He can do his best. First question was, does it feel like they're being light on giving us details about Digimon Beat Breaks so far? That's actually pretty normal.
No.
That's why one of the most fun activities is, and they're doing it for Beat Break, when they have an early screening, and invariably people go, I found someone who gave every detail. And if you read every detail after you watch the episode, it like does not match up with reality. It's like every time it's like the worst interpretation of the episode possible.
Like my uncle's neighbor works at Nintendo.
No. It's someone who really did go to the screening, but it's like their ability to explain what happened is so terrible every time that it does not match.
Ah, okay. I thought someone who was like, it's like, oh yeah, I totally was at the screening.
Then Stark asks, in honor of Time Stranger, what two unrelated words would you put together to form a Digimon story subtitle?
Sorry, my brain went.
Okay.
It's like, oh, wait, I shouldn't say that on podcast.
I'm not going to go with unrelated words. I'm going to say Digimon Story Pro Skater.
Digimon Story Pro Skater 2.
Exactly. Where it's just like, okay, here's the town from Time Stranger. Except you're Tony Hawk in it doing manuals and everything off stuff. You're doing a manual, then you're grinding a rail, and then you do a kickflip over Myotismon.
Oh my god, it should feature those old Digimon little tech decks from like the early 2000s.
That worked. The funny part is, that has actually happened in a game before. Anyone who got Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance, they did. They had a skateboard game coming out, Konami. So they took the engine for it and they put in some of this, a stage or two from Metal Gear Solid 2. And then you're skating as Solid Snake or Raiden in the stages with remixed Metal Gear music. But it does not play nearly as good as Tony Hawk.
That still sounds fucking hilarious.
Oh, no, it was. But like you play it, it's like ska remix of the Metal Gear theme.
I have to listen to that.
Some said, what do you think is the best side for chicken nuggets, tenders, and chicken or non-chicken sandwiches?
Honey.
I thought they said side. Like, I was thinking like fries and stuff.
Oh, I assumed like kind of like a dip or...
Okay, let's
like
go over both. So for dip, barbecue sauce for me.
Yeah, definitely honey on my end.
Like normal or any type of special honey?
Nope, just regular ass honey. I just... Like it goes really well, especially if it's like fried chicken, so it kind of like sticks to the breading really well.
Sense.
So it kind of, it's really nice.
Then for nuggets and tenders, for sides, I would say fries or onion rings.
Yeah, any kind of fries, honestly, except like baked fries. Just
fries work like, well. Yeah. See, non-chicken sandwich is weird because that opens it up too much, I think. Bone asked, do we know if the Godzilla versus shirts are short sleeve or do they have long sleeve? I think the shirts are only short sleeve, but they didn't announce shirts for War Greymon or Metal Greymon. So it feels like there's two more shirts coming. Maybe those will be long sleeve. Maybe. Not sure, though. Then someone said, now what's funny is I always send these all the questions to Dev Sunday night when I go to bed. Invariably, Monday when
Dev
I wake
up. Does not read them?
Well, you sometimes read them, but invariably Monday when I wake up, something will happen that makes one of the questions different, even though it's already there. So this one was at this point, what do you think will happen with the Switch 2 Time Stranger port? Or do you think that info was early and mistaken isn't happening? Even today's answer was sort of like, we're not talking about it now because we're talking about the launch consoles. It feels like we're getting it for Switch 2. I think there's too much potential for sales there.
Yeah.
Outside of monster collecting / battling, what is an anime genre that you like?
Supernatural mystery is really fun.
I feel like I'm not super worried about genre if I like it. And also, since it's my job, sometimes it's just watching regardless.
Yeah, you don't got to do better.
I'm trying to think, what is the last supernatural mystery show I watched that was not for work? It might have been Hyoka. Hyoka was supernatural, wasn't it?
I didn't watch that one.
It may be supernatural adjacent, but I don't know. But yeah, I think in the case of Mean Dev, it's more is just if it's good or enjoyable, we will watch it. But mech, I guess, would be an answer too for me. Then in chat, would we play Time Stranger and watch a Digimon Beat Break episode at the same time? I can't imagine that playing a game and watching subbed anime at the same time would be that enjoyable, honestly.
Yeah, no, I can. Especially, like, I think it varies. Like, if it's the first time around, no. Because I want to focus on the episode and what's going on.
So you think you could do it if it was just, like, background noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I feel like for background noise, though, I'd want it to be English, personally. Last chance in chat for questions. Someone said, we talked about nicer retro game collections reports. Do we see it as possible that Digimon could get one like the ones we talked about? They're curious if we had more examples of nicer ones, as it seemed fun to nab copies of. Yes, it's just a matter of how.
Because,
like at the moment, Atari and Namco are working together on something like that to add Namco games to an Atari collection. So it's like, Atari owns Digital Clips. It's not impossible. For fun ones, I tend to like the weird ones. Like Namco did a few that were collections of NES ports of arcade games, and then M2 made new NES games for it. So that one was neat. Tomorrow's the Bubsy one, which that one is getting way too much in it. That one looks weird, crazy good, honestly.
I may take a look at it. Like, I've never played the original Bubsy games, but...
Okay, so one sec. I'm going to pull that one up. I'm going to tell you what it has, because it's cartoonishly, like... Okay, ready, Dev?
Yes.
Okay, for the original Bubsy game, it includes the SNES and Genesis versions. And it includes, as an alternate, it includes the Japanese SNES version also. Bubsy 2...
Okay.
Bubsy 2, SNES, Genesis, and Game Boy. Bubsy Fractured Fairy Tales from the Jaguar.
Huh.
Bubsy 3D from the PS1, which is a legendary bad game, and they went in and made Bubsy Refurbished, which is Bubsy 3D, but they've made enhancements to it, like analog controls, redoing the controls so they work properly.
Quality of life improvements.
Yes. There is a quote-unquote, and I'm reading this off the chart, Meowzeum. Images and videos, behind the scenes, ads, a copy of the 1993 TV pilot for the cartoon show that never got made. Comics.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it is amusingly detailed. And all of this is leading up to him doing a new Bubsy game. probably the one most relevant to people listening, though, is Digital Clips, who is Atari, and who is who you would hope would do a Digimon collection, actually did a collection of Yu-Gi-Oh! Games a few months ago.
I remember that.
And it is very good. Oh, no, it's very good. Like, if there was a Digimon collection like that, we would swarm.
Please. Please.
We can hope. Okay, I believe that is it for questions. So the interesting thing is next week... is in 2 weeks, or the next episode in 2 weeks, and then after that's 2 weeks, and that one is where we will start doing Peep Break, and the show will be weekly again. We may have to be more flexible on days we do it on, just because I'm actually surprised for the original run of Adventure and Ghost Game, we almost did Monday every week. Almost. So we'll see what happens here, but the plan is to go weekly to still do news. It actually should make the show go quicker each week.
So yeah, because we don't have 2 weeks of news. It's just like, okay, episode plus whatever news is just
episode 2 weeks Street Fighter EX plus Alpha. Okay, Dev.
Jeez.
What Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Because I'm crushingly disappointed that Goatmon lost so badly. It will have to be another goat, so it's Ageomon.
Ageomon's almost too easy right now, but I will accept that. I can be found with...
It was going to be Holly mode, but that one hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah. You know what the funny part is? So 2 weeks is a normal episode, and the 2 weeks after that, we'll be talking about Beat Break and the game.
Where the fuck am I going to find the time to play the game? Because I have Silk Song, and then...
I have the same thought.
And then Pokemon Legends comes out.
See, here's the thing. When Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, that's the second of the remake series, came out, that was right before I had a huge show to work on. So literally, it was like last March when you didn't hear from me for a few days. That's where I was like nonstop power bombing the game because I knew I was not, if I did not finish it right then, I would not be playing it for like a month.
Yeah, I understand entirely.
So yeah, so we will see if we can power bomb Time Stranger. And I guess we'll see how your PC runs it. Okay,
should be fine.
I think so. We will see. We will catch everyone in 2 weeks. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. Bye.
Bye.